This is the news, according to me. We're just going to pause. We're going to pause. 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 How do you say pause? We're going to take a pause.
Yes, this is the podcast with no pauses because we have no sponsor. It's 1 hour of content, and you'll be very content with our content because it's contented. That's kind of the way I roll. So there you go. Just real quick, what's the most important part of the day? We're going to be talking about Anthony Fauci and his little interview with Chuck Todd. And we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the other interviews out there that are simply fake and phony. And I'm going to explain to you, there's a very good example of this I just saw the other day. And I thought it might be good, worth mentioning. I might even play it. I think I've got it queued up on my iPad. I may just play it. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But there's a little clip, if you will. Not a magazine. It's a clip. Sound clip. Sound bite of Anthony Fauci here with Fauci, whatever.
Anthony Fauci.
With Chuck Todd on Meet the Press. And he's asked a question, of course, and this is what, again, folks, if you really think that this guy knows what he's doing, I don't know how this guy has his job. The things he says, now if you listen to the whole interview, you kind of get sucked in and you kind of think, oh, okay, yeah, he knows what he's talking about, yeah. He never really gives any real answers. And he even comes out and says, well, I don't want to say right now because it'll come back to bite me. Folks, that's not what a leader does, okay? You step out there and you take a chance on making some predictions. Now, you can qualify any kind of predictions you make with, there's a 90% chance. You know, I'm pretty confident. My confidence is pretty high that this is going to be the way it's going to play out. You can say that. The problem is this guy has no clue. He's bouncing around from channel to channel. When does he ever find time to actually look at any research? I think he's got a little note card with some numbers on it. And that's it. So, sort of like our commander in Thief right there. The guy who's currently occupying the current occupier of the White House, as they referred to President Trump. They referred to him that way, so I'll refer to their president that way. And speaking of which, that's a whole other story. There's something wrong with him. Folks, this is ridiculous. There's something seriously wrong with Joe. And I don't know, this wasn't in the news. Now, I think it was the ambassador or one of the high-level officials from Japan was here recently. And he didn't meet with them. Kamala did. He was indisposed. It was 11 o'clock in the morning. He was unable to meet with an executive representative from Japan, with everything that's going on right now with China. What is that about? And I'll tell you what, the Japanese people, the Korean people, those are cultures that have a very high respect. Respect is a very highly honored thing there. Respect and honor are very important to their culture. They hold a very high degree and they consider it very offensive if you disrespect them, or if you see someone disrespecting or dishonoring someone else. Now, they have their own view of what honor and respect are. And that's fine. there's kind of, you know, there's different levels of respect and different ways to respect people. But I'm getting into the minutiae of definitions here, and I shouldn't be doing that. But it's very interesting that he just kind of blew him off. So what is wrong? He wasn't out golfing. Obviously, you know, that's something that would have been, you know, that I'm sure the media would have attacked him about that because they attacked Trump about that. Now, Trump would have gone golfing with the ambassador from Japan. And that would have been, you know, that would have been a heinous crime. On the leftists, we thought that was heinous. You know, that's what 90% of business people do. That's where a lot, most of the big decisions and big relationships, well, until COVID, were made. Still are, too, actually. Out there on the battlefield of golf. It's just interesting that we have this stuff going on. Now, Fossey, of course, is a he's a TV, a made-for-TV doctor now. He goes on and has all these, I don't know, these crazy ideas. Okay, I'm going to play this soundbite. We're just going to cover this. Going to jump right into it because I'm getting distracted by lots of texts and stuff right now. And I just need to dive into this and get this done because this is the kind of logic, and we're going to analyze this a little bit now. And afterwards, I'm going to play a little video of I'll at least talk about it. We'll see if I'm going to play it or not. But this is Fossey. And hopefully this comes through. Okay, I'm going to try to play this real quick. Where'd it go? Not sure, it's there somewhere. Here it is. This is Fossey on Meet the Press. I think this was a couple days ago, over the weekend. And this is Chuck Todd asking, if people have received the vaccine, why do they still need to wear a mask? And of course, he hesitates. There's always a lag, and this is always it makes people look stupid, in my opinion, with all the lag that goes on between. By the time Chuck Todd says something, Fossey hears it, and then by the time he responds, when they're doing it the way they do it, there's no edit there, and it's just the person just sits there looking at the camera, listening to the question. And if there's any pause at all on their part, if they don't anticipate that at all, they really need to start speaking right away before the sentence is even done, because the pause will look like it's like 2 or 3 seconds, and that's an eternity on television like that in an interview. Makes it look stupid. So you have to realize there's a lag in the transmission, and that's when we're doing things over the internet, especially a lot of times it's that way. Now, believe it or not, analog used to be a lot faster, but it was also a lot more clunky, and it was a lot more difficult, and there were other issues with analog. You get a lot of static, you get a lot of interference, all those other things. Now you just get, you know, there's cut out. But there's lag. So he sits there. But this is an extremely long lag period between, you know, why do people still answer the question of why do people still have to wear masks? Now, keep in mind, this is all scripted stuff. And I'll explain this later, but this is, Fossey knows these questions are coming. He's been given these questions ahead of time. I guarantee you that he's been given these questions. So let's take, oh, by the way, I'm drinking a hot tea with sugar and, of course, honey. And I also have sweet tea, iced tea here, and to wash it down with. I'm a two-fisted drinker this morning, and it's working out really well. You know, you slap that hot tea back there, and you wash it down with some cold tea. It's like a sauna in your throat, back and forth. Keeps the old pipes on their toes. So I have this little soundbite. Let's see if we can play it and see if it'll come through, because it probably won't. because I, you know, I'm technically challenged this morning. We'll see what we've got.
Okay. This is something that as we get more information, it's going to be pulling back that you won't have to. But currently the reason is that when you get vaccinated.
Now, again, he's talking about why you have to wear a mask after you've been vaccinated.
You are clearly diminishing dramatically your risk of getting infected. That's one of the things we got to make sure everybody understands. You dramatically diminish it.
Okay, you're dramatically diminishing your risk of being infected when you have the vaccine. He said that. You're dramatically diminishing your chance of getting infected if you've had the vaccine. However,
what happens is that you might get infected and get absolutely no symptoms.
So you might get infected and get absolutely no symptoms. So you've dramatically reduced the chance of you getting infected. But now you might get infected and not know it. And now you can spread it around. Kind of see where he's coming from with that? Get what he's putting down there? I may have just changed the.
Not know you're infected, and then inadvertently go into a situation with vulnerable people, and if you don't have a mask, you might inadvertently infect them.
Okay, now all of a sudden, this is what infuriates me. If you don't have a mask, you might inadvertently infect them. So it would seem that all of a sudden it is the magic mask that protects us. The magic mask is the answer. Not the vaccine, because you can still get it. But if you're wearing that mask, you can do, you know, now you can go back out again. If you're wearing that mask, you just got to wear that mask. Now, folks, I'm not anti-vaccine. And I'm not anti-mask. I am anti-lie. Don't lie to me. And then don't come back later and say, well, I lied to you because I was justified in my lie because I needed to lie so that I could protect other people. Don't tell me that. In this case, you know, there are circumstances, even in the Bible, when lying was actually rewarded. I'm not going to get into that right now, but there are cases of that. Because it had to do with protecting life. Now, this is not protecting life. What Anthony Fauci did was absolute deception. And what they are saying now is absolute deception, and in my opinion, it's lunacy. There's some kind of hidden motive behind this, and I'm not sure exactly what it is. Maybe they don't even understand themselves. Maybe it's the hysteria of something that's gotten a hold of them, and or the, something about the control ability or whatever it is. Something's wrong here, folks. This is socially unhealthy. There's something mentally disturbed about this. Because all of a sudden,
well, you might have the vaccine, but you might still have it. It's a very small chance. But you still need to wear a mask just in case, because you might still be infecting people.
I just have serious issues with this. Obviously, I have serious issues anyway, but that's beside the point. I need to get Jordan Peterson in here to figure me out. So I have this issue with this whole thing. Because now all of a sudden masks protect us from everything. Now, explain to me, Dr. Fauci, how does this virus spread? Because we've tried contact tracing. Now, he talks about this in a little bit. We've talked about this whole contact tracing thing. You've come into contact with someone who had it. And we can go on and on into how many people that affected and how many people that person affected, and possibly this person was in touch with someone who was in touch with someone who had it. And that person knows somebody who was in touch with somebody who was in touch with somebody who was in touch with somebody who possibly had it. So all you people might possibly have it. I really don't think they understand how this thing is getting around. I really don't. First they're saying, oh, it can live on a piece of metal for 5 days. Oh, well, it can live in water vapor for 20, you know, it can go 20 miles. No, it can't go 20 miles. In order for it to go 20 miles, it would have to travel through there's no building outside of UV rays that's 20 miles long that we know of, unless the government made or something like that, unless you're in a tunnel. UV rays happen to kill this thing in a minimum, or I should say a maximum, of 15 seconds. Direct UV rays kill this thing in as little as 5 seconds. How's it going to go 20 miles? You know, they give us information like this. I mean, if you have absolute perfect circumstances, this thing can live on a surface for, you know, up to, you know, whatever, however, if you baby it, put it in an environment where it can live, sure, it can sit dormant for whatever. How effective is it after that amount of time? Is it going to work? This thing is tiny. It gets around. It travels. In my opinion, a mask is not something that's going to stop it, obviously. I mean, at what point? I mean, folks, we have shut things down and worn masks, and still the outbreaks come. And we blame them on people who aren't wearing masks. Well, those people aren't wearing masks up there. Really? That's your scientific study that you've done, and you know, you understand how that's happening, and it's all the people who weren't wearing masks that are getting it? And you know where they got it from and how it spread and who they picked it up from? And no. This thing is so random. It's just, you know, from one person to another, who knows how this thing, I mean, I'm pretty sure I've had it. I have no idea who I got it from. It just blows my mind that they still rely on these people who give us these mealy-mouthed answers and half-answers that really aren't answers at all. And this is where I think it got really interesting when Rand Paul, Jim Jordan actually was the guy who really, Rand Paul kind of called Fossey on it as well. But Jim Jordan really got him, in my opinion. He hit at the crux of the issue. What is the number? At what number? You're saying 60,000 people over the course of 7 days is too much. What is an acceptable number? He wouldn't give an answer. He had no number. Is 10,000 a day okay? Is 4,000 a day? Is 3 a day? Is none a day? What is the number over a 7 day period that you will consider accept? He gives these general, when the curve starts to go down enough. These general numbers mean nothing. This isn't science. This is guesswork and stab in the dark information. Based on conjecture and hypothesis. Nothing. And hypothesis is even better than that. Usually hypothesis is based on observable data. It's not even doing that. Just looking at stuff and making guesses, not making any decisions. Because he wants to remain in the spotlight and he wants to remain in control. I don't even think he knows what his social, what his mental disorder is. He just likes being in stock. He likes being called on. He likes to go all the talk shows, and that's what he does. And I'm telling you, these talk shows, they don't just call him up on the phone, and he steps up to the phone and starts answering questions. He knows what questions are coming. 90% of the time, maybe he didn't today. I don't know. 90% of the time, they know what questions are coming, and I'll show you this a little bit later. But let's go on with this interview.
Now, there's a small risk of that but it's there. The other thing is that there may be variants that are circulating. We know New York area has their own variant, right. a 526. There's a South African variant. Fortunately for us, Chuck, the 117 variant that is dominant in Europe and in UK is right. also now dominant in the United States. Thank goodness the vaccine works very well against that variant.
Okay.
The state of
so he says there that the vaccine works against the variant. Originally, and this is what he told Congress. We have to wear the mask because of variants. Because the vaccine may not work against variants, so we have to continue to wear the mask. Now he's saying that the vaccine apparently works very well against the variants. Now, I don't know where he got the information on that either. Because as I understand it, the only data that's come in that's actually been studied, that's actually been observed, was a 5,000-person study. And it showed that I'll back up on this. The vaccine is effective against the variant. Don't misunderstand me here. But actually having had COVID, you are 8 times less likely to get the variant than you are if you had the vaccine. That is the study so far. That's what the study suggests, put it that way. Because it has not been completely vetted. But it's a very good source. I mean, this isn't just some kind of fly-by-night study. It's not just some guy in his basement with a computer looking at numbers. So these are actual virologists and epidemiologists that are looking at this stuff. Now, I want to back up here. There's another question he asked him. And my point is with playing this is that Fauci is giving these stupid answers. And basically saying, if you've been vaccinated, you're dramatically lower. Because he's walking this tightrope because he has to continue to say that the vaccine is effective because he wants more people to get vaccinated. And of course, now he might have to have a third one. Might have to have a third shot. How much do you think the pharmaceuticals are getting for every single shot they give to the public? What do you think that's cost? What do you think it's costing us? And exactly, and I think there's something political going on with this whole Johnson & Johnson thing too. I really do think that there's something behind the scenes. This is a power play on behalf of Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca, in my opinion, I think. Because there's been issues with those as well. And anytime you take a vaccination of this nature, there's going to be a small percentage of people who have a reaction to it. That's just the way it is. But Johnson & Johnson has this huge thing going on. They did a pause. He talks about that at the beginning of the interview. I didn't want to get into that. But so now all of a sudden the magic mask is the answer to protect us from all these things. Protect others, because you might be infected and walking around with it. Very low chance, but you might happen. You'd be infected and not know it now because you have the vaccine. Very low chance you're going to have get it with the vaccine, but you're going to wear a mask because Orange Man bad. Racism. Unless you're protesting, which, most protesters wear masks anyway because they don't want to be known, which I think maybe is part of this whole thing. I don't know. They're wearing a mask because they're, not because they don't want their IDs shown. It's that they just care about everybody so much that as they're burning one up to $2 trillion, I'm sorry, $2 billion worth of property, private property being destroyed. And you got Maxine Waters out there encouraging them to do it, screwing up the judicial system. Stupid things people say. So he goes on, he talks about this. I kind of clipped in a part of it here, so hopefully you can pick up the rest of this. The governor in Michigan, which he was an idiot, apparently. She's blaming Florida for the outbreak in Michigan. Florida has one of the lowest rates in the country. But there's apparently all the people in Florida who have it are taking it to Michigan. Apparently just the snowbirds down there, they're all bringing it back to Michigan. That's why there's such an outbreak in Michigan. Because that crazy Florida people. So here's what he says.
Michigan and some other governors are nervous that about certain outbreaks right now. They would like a surge in vaccines. Is that an effective way to beat back a hotspot?
You know, when you're in the middle of a hotspot, the best thing to do is to try and contain it. And that's why the government is sending in people to help out with testing, help out with contact tracing, try to get the distribution of the vaccines that are already there more expeditiously distributed. So they're putting resources in there to help them. But the best way when you're in the middle of a real big outbreak and a big surge is really to shut down things much more so. If you take vaccines from other places and move it around, you make that place vulnerable to what's going on in Michigan. That's the reason why you're not seeing a lot of remobilization of vaccines from one state to another.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, as always, sir.
As always, sir, it's been a pleasure to have you there. Now, I was listening to this interview the other day of the Sikhs, which I always called them Sikhs. I'm not sure why. I guess they pronounce it Sikh. And I guess this is kind of a type of Hindu religion. I don't even really understand what the Sikh religion is. To be frank with you, I'm not frank, but I'll be frank right now. I don't understand it, and I haven't even looked into it at all. I assume now I've worked in places where there were a lot of Sikh people, and I'm talking about S-I-K-H, not S-I-C-K. I was referred to them as Sikhs. I don't know why, and I thought it was a type of Hindu type religion. I could be way off on that. Somebody please explain it to me. I'll do some research and find out. Regardless of that, okay, they have a different I don't believe they're Christian. I don't believe they have. I think that they also if they're kind of anything like Hindus, they actually may have a kind of an acceptance of Jesus. And it's kind of a mix of all religions in some ways. And maybe that's what this is. I don't know. Maybe it's a mix of all religions. I don't know. So, apparently there was a lot of them down at this FedEx facility. They all worked in there. And it was I think four of the people who were killed, I believe, or six. Sikhs. People. And so we have this interview where they're remembering the people who were killed. Some of them were Baptists, some of them were Sikhs, some of them were, there's just a smattering of people, men, women, different individuals. And they're interviewing this one guy. I guess he's kind of like one of the leaders in the Sikh community. It might be a priest or whatever he is. I'm not sure what they call him. Teacher, some kind. Leader. And he's really sick. So he was being interviewed. Now, during the interview, I'm noticing, I'm kind of sitting there kind of glazed over. I'm kind of half sleeping. Just want to kind of hear about, because this is in Indiana. It was happening in Indianapolis. The mayor is calling for gun control, of course. And so I was kind of interested in it. So I was kind of playing it, and I was kind of half taking a nap and half listening to it. And of course, as I was listening, I'm thinking, this guy is reading a script. You don't talk like this in just a normal answering of a question, like when somebody asks you a question. This was a prepared answer. And maybe I can pull it up and play a little bit of it. Just so you can kind of get an idea of this guy's cadence in his speech. Where did it go? Here we go. This is on Fox 59 News. Let me see what I can find here. Turn this down for now. And somewhere in here, let's see if I can play this a little further. Yep, they're not playing. Yeah, there's nothing on here. This isn't the interview I thought it was. Never mind. This isn't the one. Yeah, sorry about that. It's not the one. I really thought that maybe this is the one. No, that's not the one either. Yeah, there's a guy. There's a guy that's being interviewed, and he's reading back these answers, and they're very scripted. Now, it kind of caught my attention. I'm like, what are we watching here? What is this? What's going on? This isn't just an interview of a guy that they called on Zoom, and this was a prepared thing. He knew what was coming, and. So I looked at the video, and I realized that I could see his eyes moving the way his eyes were moving, and they weren't looking into the screen. He was reading something. Now, he would look at the camera at one point, and then he would look, when he would start to do his answer, he would look back over at, he kind of moved his hands a little bit to scroll down. You could kind of see that was going on. And then in the middle of the interview, as he's talking about people from was it in Wisconsin? There was a Sikh temple there, I think, or Sikh temple that was attacked by some guy, came in and just started shooting people up. I believe it was in Wisconsin. I could be very wrong about that. Could have been somewhere else. And, sorry, I got some mail. And he, all of a sudden video of that came up. And pictures of individuals he was talking about that had nothing to do with the story came up during this interview. This was supposedly done live. So it wasn't edited after the fact. And even if it was portrayed as being live. How'd they happen to have pictures to put up all of a sudden of all these events and stuff he's talking about? That he's talking about. Not the pundit, not the interviewer, not the news broadcaster, the anchor person. This is him. Because here's why. Because they knew he was going to be giving those answers. When you watch the news, here's the key, folks. When you watch the news, pay attention to little things like that. When they bring somebody on to interview them, 92% of the time, they are making up statistics. 92% of the time, and I'm just guesstimating, it's probably closer to 92.5%. The interviewee has received the questions that they're going to be answering. Now, if it's just some Johnny on the street thing where they're, hey, we're out here interviewing people and the people are just walking by, even then you need to be really careful, because CNN and some of the other phony news organizations, and I would imagine Fox does this too. I don't think any of them are immune to it. When they're out there interviewing people, they've been caught interviewing their own news team as if they were people off the street. And they'll make political statements and they'll make these statements. This happens, folks. And yes, they do hire actors to play the parts of certain individuals to make press conferences and that kind of thing. This is documented as having happened. This is not some conspiracy theory idea. This is the way it happens. I'm not saying it happens every time, but it does happen. It's been well documented in some cases that that this has happened. I'm not going to get into any specifics on that one, but it's yeah. I didn't believe it myself. I tend to be a debunker of conspiracy theory things. So I started delving into it myself, and it was eye-opening, shocking. I didn't want to believe it. I just thought, this has just got to be some kind of weird coincidence thing here going on. And in more than one case of this, I mean, it's rampant. It's not in the grand scheme of things, there's very little of it, but it doesn't take that much. When it's a high profile issue, you got somebody up there making statements, it becomes a very big issue. So keep that in mind as you watch stuff like this, that there is a certain amount of manufacturing that goes on in the news media arena. So, headlines, time for headlines. Let's talk about some of the, this is from a source I call, it's called Reliable News Now. They send me emails about every 10 seconds of all the headlines that are coming through. And I like to kind of read through these. I typically don't click on anything because it just goes to a website that wants to sell me something. And they have these little pop-ups, you know. And half the time the articles that they have on here are already gone. They've already gone past the next article. So Brian Sicknick, by the way, finally, we find out after all the drama and the theatrics he's been used for all the theatrics that they can squeeze out of him. Very disrespectfully, in my opinion. All in the name of honor and respect. That's, talk about being sick. He died of natural causes. Medical examiner says, basically, I think it was strokes and some other things that happened. I'm not going to go into the article. Chauvin judge says, this is the George Floyd trial with the Chauvin, Derek Chauvin. He says that the comments that were made by Maxine Waters will probably produce a mistrial on appeal. In other words, when they appeal, come back with an appeal for Chauvin, if he gets convicted this time, he will definitely have grounds for an appeal because of what she said. In fact, it's close to a mistrial. This is a very close. I mean, we're talking. She really went over the line in doing what she did. All of a sudden now, of course, Maxine Waters says that the judge is wrong and her words do not matter. Words don't matter. And everybody's standing up for Maxine now, including what's her name from the View and all kinds of people. They're all coming out. Everybody knows what she meant. She just said this. She didn't mean that. Oh, yeah, that's the same kind of grace and mercy you gave Donald Trump, isn't it? When I heard them playing all these clips of all these people saying, "Oh, she didn't mean that. She was just this is just words. It's not doesn't mean that." I laughed out loud from my belly. Because all I could hear was Joe Biden saying, "Words matter. Words matter." Yeah. So, circle back, Psaki refuses to condemn insurrection comments from Mad Max Waters. That's what they're calling it. That's what the headline says, from Maxine Waters. She won't condemn her comments. That's good old Psaki for you. Michigan governor ignored her own rules and vaccinated and vacationed in Florida. You can't. Oh my gosh. You can't. You know, I'm just reading these. I hadn't looked at these before I started reading them. I'm just reading them to you on the fly here. And after. Oh my gosh. You can't make this stuff up. I wish I could. I wish I had the creativity to make this stuff up. She's blaming Florida for the outbreak in Michigan. She's probably in Florida when she said that. She's doing a vacation in Florida. She's vacationing in Florida. You know, I have to be honest, when I go on vacation, and it's a good chance I'm going to go to on a camping trip this weekend in the motorhome. I got to get some things checked out on it. It would seem that the alternator's not charging. I'm not sure why. I'm going to have that checked out. I looked at it all I could. I couldn't find anything, so I got to figure out what's going on with that. Probably a diode. So I was looking into that and I plan on going. Now it's supposed to be kind of cold around here. So I might go south. I'm not sure. But I'm just not too far from the Indiana-Michigan line here, border. I like to go up into Michigan and go on vacations. The state parks there are pretty decent along the coast of the Lake Michigan coast there. And I typically go up into Michigan when we go on vacation. Especially in the summertime and the fall. In the fall, it's really, really pretty up there. Now they charge you, you know, you got to have a state park pass, got to have a little sticker. They tax you for that, for coming up and spending your money up there. And they, you know, then you get to pay for the overnight fees, you know, for all that stuff. And you got to pay for this and you got to pay for that and you got to pay for that. And you can't use their facilities half the time because they, you know, they charge you for this and that, the other thing. And they're half, you know, but the bathrooms, all the facilities are decently well kept. Now I don't know what the interior state parks are like or what the ones on the other side of the state are like. I have no idea. Potato Creek is really nice as well. It's in Indiana. It's one of the nicer ones. It's huge, but it's a nice park. So we might go south somewhere. I don't know. We're gonna possibly go. I like being around water. I like having the lake there. I like having, you know, the beaches, all that stuff. I don't really care to go down into the dregs of the forest down in Indiana, out in the middle of cornfields. But it's ironic that she would go outside of her own state to go to Florida to on vacation. Biden spokesman says the president misspoke. It isn't a border crisis. He called it a crisis the other day accidentally because, you know, things just come out of his mouth. But it's not a crisis. No crisis here. Three times the number of people that have ever come across the border. Apple is allowing Parler back into its app store. Well, isn't that fancy? Now, I've been a little bit upset with Parler. When I try to access Parler from my phone, it's fine because it saves my password and all that stuff. I can just open it up and it's there. When I try to get on with a desktop, it constantly wants to send me a verification code. This irritates the daylights out of me. Every time I pull up the website, wants to enter whenever I want to log on, it wants to do a verification code, and I just don't pull up. It doesn't show up on my phone. I don't know why. I have the app open. I have the Gmail app open or whatever it is I'm supposed to do. And it never shows up. So I'm not sure what they're looking for. I'm not sure what's happening there. So I just don't open it. I open it on my phone. Works on there fine. But it's interesting that they're letting that back in the store. The Texas lawmakers push a series of pro-life bills, including one that could ban abortion by 2025. Now, I don't know if that's going to ban abortion nationally or just in their state, but there's a lot of states pushing back right now because the courts are pretty much leaning that direction. Thank you to Donald Trump. Ontario police are authorized to question and detain anyone who leaves their home. Anyone who leaves their home, they are authorized to question and detain. Folks, that is a police state. That right there is the definition of police state. But, you know, orange man bad. Mask-loving AOC caught attending event. Sans mask. Not sure exactly what that even, what they're trying to say there. I guess that means, I guess what they're trying to say is it's, well, whatever. Argentine abortion advocate ironically dies during legal abortion. But at least it's safe. Of course, not for the child. But in this case, not for the mother either. Violence in Mexico grows as gangs try to influence election. It sounds like U.S. Gangs trying to influence elections here. Shootings continue to escalate in gun control in New York City. They have some of the toughest gun legislation in the country, along with Chicago. Some of the worst deaths. Of course, they blame Indiana. They're bringing all those guns over from Indiana. Less than a third of military vaccinated as service members refuse experimental jabs. This is way different than the numbers we were given earlier. We were told that 30 to 40% of the military were refusing the vaccine. Well, it looks like now less than a third of the military are being vaccinated as service members refuse experimental jabs. Now, you have to understand, if this vaccination was FDA approved, this is a kind of a sticky wicket, because technically when you're in the military, they own you. But there are certain things you still have rights for. You do still have some rights. One of the things that they get kind of struggle with is this emergency act, emergency approval of this vaccination. This does not have FDA approval. This is an emergency workaround for this vaccination that is supposed to protect us, but you still have to wear a mask. Because you might have it and not know it. So this is the military can refuse that now. They don't have to get vaccinated. Now, think about that. Most of the military are, the vast majority of them are young guys. Young men and women. America's finest, in my opinion. And with regard to that, I don't blame them. They're of childbearing age. You know, if the old farts want to get vaccinated, if they have comorbidities, if they've got other issues, have at it. Go ahead. I certainly, if I was in the military, if I was 20-something, I wouldn't take this thing. No way. Now, it's coming to a point where we've reached saturation almost in this country. There's enough vaccines now, there's people not showing up. And of course, with this Johnson & Johnson scare, there's people not showing up because of that as well. However, that's, again, the media hype has caused that, some of that. But that's kind of where we're at this point. So, and I'm not, again, I'm not anti-vax. But I am don't pee on my leg, tell me it's raining kind of guy. The interesting thing in I'm going to take a real left turn here because I just feel like I need to talk on this. I'm coming down to the close of the show, and I want to say one other thing. This is a subject I have not really weighed into. And I'm sure most of you are just on the edge of your chair wondering what I think about this. Here's the issue. The trans movement that we have, so it's just another one of the subjects that in the news, issues in the news that are, you know, big deals. We have this group of people telling us about science. Now, there are things called chromosomes that people have. If you're a male, you have a certain number. If you're a female, you have a certain number. Certain types, chromosomes. Typically, females can typically, they have the equipment for having a child, bearing a child. And typically, men or males have the ability to produce the seed required for that child to grow, that child to become a child. And you can't change that. You may not feel, and again, you may feel like you're a woman. You might have been born a man or born a baby, male, but you feel like a female. How do you know what a female feels like? There's something called dysphoria, and there's some other things, gender dysphoria. There's also some other disorders. It used to be called disorders. There's also things called pedophilia and things like that. Bestiality, you know, there's other things out there that people are attracted to. Doesn't mean it's good, healthy thing for you to be attracted to. Or you may feel like you want to be a woman because you're enamored by this idea of being a woman. Or maybe you're a woman and want to be a man. I'm not. I was born a woman. I was born a man even though my gender was a female when I was born. I was the person inside of me is not whatever. And I'm not saying that you don't feel that way. I totally believe that you feel that way. But let's get back to the science on this. We'll talk about science. Let's face the fact that your gender was your gender when you were born. There are other things about your body that don't change. Now, here's this woman, and I wish I had the audio to play because this is really pathetic. This woman says that her daughter, actually, I think it was her daughter who thinks she was a boy, I believe. Born a girl, wants to be a boy, thinks she's a boy. I think that's the way it was. Might have been the other way around. It's so confusing. At the age of 4, she asked her parents, "Can science turn me into a boy?" So she wanted to be a boy at that age, and her argument was hormone blockers. She thinks it should be legal for people to give their children hormone blockers, puberty blockers, they call them, so that they don't go through puberty. And then she goes on to say the most stupid thing on the planet. She says they are 100% reversible if the child ever wants to go back. No, they are not. I don't know who told you that or what people are telling you. But you are absolutely wrong on that. Absolutely wrong. Well, folks, I got to go. I got things to do. I just wanted to end on that note. So having said all that, I'm going to bid you adieu. And just keep in mind, as crazy as the world gets, I him crazier. So there you go. That's the standard. I am the crazy standard. Just kind of hold me up to the light. Hold up whatever's going on next to it. You'll figure out how crazy it really is. So once again, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. I don't know what you're watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing and subscribing. The show is going to go live on video at some point whenever Rumble gets around to it. I don't think they realize how much our people are clamoring for us. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you this afternoon. God bless.